This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Having had that truth, let us now explore this one. Jay, please continue the final four segments of the show with bated breath. Or something in my breath. I haven't figured out what.
So we're continuing on the truth. I almost feel like we're wanting multiple things in our lives before we die. I think truth is definitely one that's important, and I think that's wonderful. I personally feel that the faith is kind of giving me my mission in relation to my life. It's like, what do I want to attain? For me as a light worker, I want to help people grow, and I want to help people heal. Basically, through the healing I do with my organization, is it helps people to recognize that, you know, there are limitations and we need to release the scars from the past. So a lot of the issues that we're having walking around this world is that we're walking around not really being authentic. We're just a manifestation of our past. So you'll see this 30-year-old person that you swear you look at them, it's like you look like a little boy that's still mad because someone stole this or that. A lot of times you can see people going around, you can tell it's not them. And basically, it's not. And I've learned this through my own life, having to do a lot of healing. That's why I was in a different position down in Florida when I had my violin school and having that haunting and how I was being affected by the entity. I can honestly say I don't get affected anymore in this world. I have full control. But basically, we're walking around this earth with problems. You know, I'm still angry. I still feel alone. I still feel, you know, all these different emotions. And you have to release those ultimately in your life, or the goal is, it's almost like we're playing a game of life. It's like our goal is to release these burdens from the past, these issues that we have carried. It's like, I want to be authentic when I end up passing. I want to be released. So in a way, I guess I'm kind of leading my life to be a guru in a way. I want to be able to help people and help people be able to do the same thing, basically.
I think that's a really honorable way to approach the field. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely do believe, you know, again, and I'll say it unashamedly, I do believe that there is phenomena that is very strange, that has not been explained, and that we have yet to come to a certainty about beyond having some sort of blind faith. I'm not a believer in blind faith in any way, shape, or form, but that doesn't mean that we can simply write off the phenomena as if it doesn't exist. And I think too many people do that. You know, people go with blind faith. That's ridiculous. Therefore, the phenomena didn't happen. And that's not logical. That's not reasonable. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fit with any reasonable method of critical thinking. If you've got a phenomena, then you've got a phenomena. You might not be able to explain it, but just because you can't explain it doesn't mean it's not there.
Mm-hmm. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Here's a question. Have you ever in your life had a gut feeling or intuition to do something and find that your intuition was correct?
Absolutely.
Without getting it. Exactly. We've all had that.
And
you trusted your gut, which was not testable. So basically what I'm looking at is this, is that we are more than this physical body that we have. We're more than the analyzing person that we are, that we have this other side to us, this hidden side. The side of intuition, this side of us that's connected to a source. That's basically that's where the faith comes in. That makes sense.
I don't think we need faith for that. I think that intuition is a real thing. We can't even prove we're conscious, but at least it's something. When people have an intuitive experience, they're having a real experience. If people are having an emotional experience, emotions are real. We can't prove we're having an emotional experience, but I think most people who have emotions recognize that people are emotional creatures. So it's not like we're dealing with nothing. We are dealing with some form of detection that isn't necessarily, you know, a voltmeter or whatever it happens to be.
I think you might be putting too much into intuition. Intuition is without having any preconceived idea or this or that, just having that inner knowing. That means that there's no books that educated you with this decision, nothing that led you to taking this intuition or the precognition of something coming up, being able to get that ahead of time. That is something that is outside of the realm completely. And that right there takes faith to go with your intuition.
So it does.
I believe it's a natural circle for all of us to have. We need to have our cognitive reasoning. We need to have all this. But we also really need to have the ability to trust our inside, trust and get connected to our inside. And a lot of people, I think, are disconnected from their intuition, their inside, their inner knowing. And that right there, the only way you can explain the inner knowing is by there being something more out there in relations to it. You can't put it to a book. You can't put it to knowledge. This is just a knowing. Whoa.
Well, an intuitive experience is an experience, so it's not nothing. It is something. It's something that the person feels in a certain kind of way. It might not be explainable in conventional terms, but I believe that psychology recognizes that intuitive experiences do happen.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I know is hilarious? This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. So they still have these tests that you can take to figure out if you have this disorder and things like that. So you go through this test, and I have to take them just to kind of see, just for the hell of it, to see if they change. And they really haven't. They end up having these questions in there. And one of them is, have you seen something that other people haven't seen? Have you heard something that other people haven't heard? You know, in relations to, and you see where it's leading to. Basically,
right.
If you check, yes, I have, either of those, you are going to be diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah, they'll put it on a list of maybe that's a possible explanation, but they're not going to say necessarily, you know, without more evidence that that's what's going on with you, unless they do, say, some brain scans and that sort of thing.
But it's fascinating because today we have professional psychics. Now, there are some bad ones out there and people who are trying to screw people off. But it's people who have been able to bend pencils with their minds and moving things with their minds and see through walls. And just because the government, trust me, they take these people. It has been proven that this ability does exist.
Well, I guess that depends on proof, right? Because the proof for one person is not the same as proof for another person. Proof is simply evidence that's sufficient enough for someone to believe a claim. And some claims, for some people are, I guess, more easily impressed than others.
Well, I guess I just go ahead and assume with seeing how much psychicness and how all the special abilities that I've seen out there in mass media and the interaction with psychics and things like that, that's getting to a point it's not as taboo. People really do have psychicness. Now, it may not be that everyone believes it's psychic real, but I can definitely say we've come a long way from 1960 in relations to psychicness and all this and clairvoyance. And all that kind of stuff is getting to a point. It's becoming more accepted in the world. And
oh,
if it's
sure.
becoming more accepted in the world, then you need to change these tests because you might have someone in front of you that is coming to see you that actually is gifted. They might have real psychicness. They might be able to actually see spirits. This might be real. But the problem is science will say science, and they want to quantify everything, and they may never change that stuff, which stinks because we're getting to a point now in this world that we are proving more unusual paranormal things are, in fact, I mean, holy cow, there's a place, a building in New York that has been classified legally as haunted. There's a UFO case in Massachusetts that actually is inducted in the history books of the city. There's thousands who saw the mysterious lights in Arizona.
People have the experiences. There's no question about that.
So it's like, okay, if we've had that many witnesses, and even the governor comes back afterwards and say, I'm so sorry for saying what I did and making a joke out of this, it really did happen. Why are they still saying there's no such thing? You know what I'm saying? We got enough witnesses, but the thing is that it's very possible it's never going to change. It's never, ever going to change.
With some people, you're not even going to get them to admit that the phenomena is real.
Some people don't want to be convinced of anything. But I have the opinion here, and we'll get to it in our next segment, that if they have the experience themselves, they might start thinking about it, maybe. Jay, Randall, Gene, you're in.
The Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
But don't you think about that? If somebody who is presumably a skeptic has the experience, there's got to be some kind of reaction. They're going to think they're going crazy?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a skeptic, I would say probably the initial experience in anything, whatever field, you know, within the paranormal field, whether it's spirits or the alien or whatever it is, I would say probably the initial one is if you're going from skeptic to believer, or at least skeptic to I'm kind of got an open mind, it's going to be a pretty hard transition because we've been taught through our years that thought is crazy. the whole concept is crazy. And it's getting a little better, I think. It was a little crazy back when I grew up. So I was born in the late 70s here. So, but I'm saying I would say that for the younger generation, it might not be quite as hard for them to move from what they've always been told, that this is all crap, into this could be real. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be so sudden.
Back at the beginning of the show, we were saying that you were yourself back at the beginning skeptical and just hadn't really given it much thought until you moved into the house that we were talking about, and then started experiencing for yourself the phenomena, and like yourself have also experienced a number of phenomena. So there's no question that something is going on. Again, it's just exactly what is it, and how can we be sure that that's what it is, and what reasons do we have to believe that's what it is when there could be alternative explanations? And what I like about your approach is that you're open to that. You're not coming out into the field and saying, okay, this is exactly what it is. It means that the demon Beelzebub is out to get you, and that you have to do this particular thing or else you're going to be damned for eternity in hell. You're saying, well, look, there could be other explanations. So while it's good to have intuition and a gut feeling and to listen to that, I think it's really important to balance it. And I think, if I'm catching you correctly here, you have to balance it with a certain amount of critical thinking as well. So you get a feeling. You get a feeling, oh, my God, I'm having this feeling like, wow, what is this? This is, I can't ignore this, but let's make sure that I'm having a feeling about something that's actually taking place, and I'm not just making an assumption, because that can happen too. And I've been fooled by my own feelings. I've got a couple of really good stories like that. How about you? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a feeling, like an intuitive feeling, or have something happen to you and think, oh my God, well, this is all the signs of that, and then it just turns out to be something normal?
I would say that initially I would have been that way. Probably, you know, anyone's that way. I see it all the time when I'm leading my public investigation tours. I see people, you know, once something happens, at that point, you can see that they're kind of on the edge a little bit at that point, and they're super sensitive to the phenomenon. You know, if they feel a cold breeze, I'm like, oh, that was it. I'm like, well, it could be, or you could just, your sensitivity just be heightened right now because, you know, you're kind of
you are
out.
Just experiencing a draft. Yeah, exactly.
You know, but you make a really good point there. Yes. One of the things that's important, I would say, for anyone, is to be skeptical and be questioning everything. I think that's a problem in this world, whether you're talking about politics or we're talking about paranormal or whatever. I do really feel as though you need to be questioning everything. Our media outlets are not what they are, you know, look like they are. They're different. They have platforms and they're doing certain things. I remember in the 1980s, they talked about how you could put on a tape deck, you could put subliminal messaging behind the songs that you're listening to, and it would get you to do certain things. And then it just went away. Like, we haven't talked about it for 30 years. And I'm like, I doubt that went away. I would say that is probably being used a lot. They're just not letting us know that subliminal messaging is being used. It's probably used in a much different area.
Oh, it is.
Know?
It's in everything. It's in advertising. If you can read about the psychology of that. And essentially, we tend to think that we have a whole lot more free choice than we really do when it comes to the way that psychologists have worked out how the various forms of imagery can affect us on a very physical level and on a unconscious level at the same time. I mean, we watch a commercial about some kind of food. They place those at exactly the right time when they know that people are just about to get hungry, and they can measure. People start to feel hunger and salivate at the sight of a cheeseburger, and they want one, so off they go to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right. Now, I know we're getting on in the show, and so I've got a couple of more questions. I really hope you can address. You have mentioned a number of times that you're into holistic healing. You're an energy therapist. How can you tell one that is doing the real thing from someone who just, say, puts up a sign and says, well, I'm an energy therapist, and sort of stands there and does some incantation and says, you're all okay now, this session's over, you know, give me $150 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's interesting is I actually kind of fell into this field. I always felt highly empathic, and something that inner knowing inside me knew that I had some abilities with my hands, but I never did anything with it, not at all. What's fascinating is I remember having some friends and stuff, and they had some issues, like some of the females they might be having that time of the month kind of thing, and they're in real pain. I remember being told, you know, you're an energy healer and all this. I'm like, oh, really? I am, you know, just kind of. So what's fascinating is I found myself in a path that I would just test. Again, this goes into testing again. So one of these girls, you know, she's just like, oh, I'm in real pain. I says, well, I'll see if I can help, you know. So I had her laying down, and I ended up just doing energy healing on a different area. And I still remember her response. I must have spent maybe 20, 30 minutes kind of just putting intention, loving intention. I wasn't thinking about anything but just being kind of like a conduit for energy coming through me. I could feel my crown chakra. I feel the top of my head kind of opening up, which a lot of people talk about in the spiritual counseling and energy healing and all this, is that your crown will open up. But this is what's fascinating. Once I finished the session with her, she got off the table and she stood up and she looked at me and she says, I feel no pain. I looked at her with squinty eyes and said, what do you mean you feel no pain? She now starts jumping up and down. I feel no pain. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Go walk around. I'm like, walk around. You gotta be kidding me. Walk around. She walked around and stuff, and she's freaking out. She's like, I just started my cycle, and it normally is really painful. It's no pain at all right now. I'm like, this is crazy. She ended up going home, and the next day, she's like, Jay, my cycle's already done. Like, she didn't go through her standard cycle. Like, literally, it was done.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It truly is amazing. So, of course, me, what am I doing? I'm like, I'm thinking as a scientist, like, what exactly was happening? Did I shift her cycle? Did I take the pain? And really, at some point, I really want to do a clinical study on it. Say someone comes to me with endometriosis or something like that. What would happen if I did this energy therapy on a monthly basis? What would happen to someone that had issues like that? Because what I'm seeing here is someone being truly honest. I could tell she was being honest because I saw her jumping up and down and screaming at me.
Our sponsors are ready to scream at us. If we don't break with Gene, Jay, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just days away from one of the most important elections of our lives. This is a big one.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Florida last night where he was joined by Vice President Mike Pence.
Because President Trump and I need Florida to elect Ron DeSantis as your next governor and send Rick Scott to the United States Senate.
On the Democratic side, former Vice President Joe Biden appeared at a rally in Ohio yesterday on behalf of Democratic candidates there, including incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown. North Korea now says it might restart its nuclear program unless the U.S. lifts sanctions. The North Korean Foreign Ministry is saying that Washington's been behaving arrogantly and that it could restart development of nuclear weapons at any time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see what I mean? So you changed your cycle. You have some magical power here, healing power.
I don't know if it's a magical power. Remember, I'm a scientist here. All I know is something happened. Well, this is what's fascinating. Have you ever had a hug from someone, and after feeling that hug, you feel better afterwards?
Oh, of course. Do it all the time.
What do you think just happened? They share their energy with you, and that's why you feel better.
There's something going on.
Energy healing is as simple as a hug, and then it can get more... stronger or, you know, more intricate, but the most general and basic thing is a hug is a form of energy healing.
Fascinating. So when you say if you want to look up one of these people like yourself in the phone book or online and make an appointment, what's the best thing to do? Just say, you know, get a hug first to see if they're the real deal or how does it work?
Well, typically when I take on clients, my system and stuff, I literally tell them initially, it's not my decision of what kind of healing happens. It can be emotional healing. You might feel better afterwards. Something that might be hurting, an ailment, might feel better afterwards. As an energy healer, it's not our job to decide what. All we are is just the conduit. We're the tool that the energy comes through. But the thing that's fascinating is the idea that I'm seeing over and over repetitive situations that I'm working on people and clients, and they feel significantly different, whether it's this crazy thing that happened initially with the cycle aspect, or whether I had a painful back, and after just doing some energy healing, my back doesn't hurt anymore, or my arm, or whatever. And I even worked on animal before, which is fascinating. I worked on this dog, and the owners were freaking out. He was getting old. He had lots of issues, but they're hoping to get one more family outing with their two dogs, and we're really hoping that Angus would be able to make it to the beach one last time. And I remember them coming over, and they're like, we don't know what to do, and they're crying all distraught, and they're like, Angus can't stand up on his hind legs at all. and literally he can't go to the bathroom without falling into his number. And basically they're like, the only thing we can think of is putting him to sleep, and we don't want to. And they knew that I was the energy healer and all that. And they came to me and they respected me, and they're like, Jay, can you do anything? I says, I will do whatever I can. So I spent 30 minutes and I was with Angus. I talked to Angus. I said, Angus, I want you to fight. You know, it's your decision. I said, your parents, your owners, you know, they want you to be around because you're going to have to fight this. I ended up doing some energy healing, did some stuff with crystals and all this. You know, I went to them after and I said, look, I did a 30-minute session with Angus. I did everything I can. Hopefully he'll get better. I said, you may want to look on, you know, Google and see whether you can maybe cut up a piece of anti-inflammatory medicine that we take to make it possible. See whether you can do that and let me know how it goes. So the next day I see them and I'm seeing Angus is starting to walk on his back legs. And I was like, that's interesting. He's walking around on his back legs. And I went to them and I said, so I guess the anti-inflammatory worked. And it's funny, I'm even doubting myself. I'm like, I bet the anti-inflammatory did really well. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They came back and they said, well, we tried to give him an anti-inflammatory, but he spit it out. They said the reason he's standing is because of you. And the next day he was able to jump in and out of their RV. And I had this tiger's eye crystal on his necklace, on his collar. And basically tiger's eye's got strength, you know, basically. That's why I decided to put that there. Angus lived another 2 years, I believe.
That's really interesting. We've got some listeners out there who we could probably hear a whole entire show on animal communicators and energy healing. So I think that, you know, if you like the show this time, we should definitely have you back to get into some of that in some more depth. Have you got any other animal stories you can tell us?
You know, and really not a lot. I mean, I do love cats. I'm a big cat fan. Cats are amazing, and they're actually amazing too if you have activity going on with you, whether it could be ghostly or it could be alien as well. But it's fascinating because cats are were guardians of the underworld for the Egyptians and such, and had statues made around them and all this. And I personally believe that cats are really good protectors for you. So I definitely had some experience with cats, and they understand what's happening with cats. And many people don't know is that cats are actually energy healers as well.
Yeah, so I've heard of not just cats, but dogs as well. Actually, people, them being used as therapy. They'll take them right into places where people are being treated, hospitals, and, you know, old folks' homes sometimes. And people will just get a benefit from having them around and feeling that sort of, they have animals. I'm really bad at this. You're the expert. I'm not, but I think they have kind of an empathic way of relating to people, back and forth, people and animals. They can tell, you can tell what your animal's feeling. Your animal can tell what you're feeling. And it works together to improve the situation. I think that's why a lot of people have pets.
Mm-hmm. If I approach it from a holistic aspect, I would say animals and children are very pure. And the more pure you are, the more radiant energy is coming off of you.
Oh, I love kids. They're just such amazing little beings. And I just, you know, whenever I'm around them, yeah, I get that feeling you know, I'm in the presence of something beautiful and wonderful.
Oh, no question. No question. And on top of that, we're finding out that nowadays a lot of children are basically have lots of gifts and unusual things going on. I've been contacted by grandparents. I remember one lady, she contacted me. She says, I need to know what to do. Something weird is going on with my granddaughter. I'm like, what's going on with your granddaughter? She says, well, I says, I'm very aware that, you know, children will kind of talk and have imaginary friends and stuff. She says, but I caught my granddaughter outside talking to something in a completely different language.
Wow. And that's pretty interesting.
Like, it truly is one. It's really fascinating. You know, where is this child getting this knowledge? And, you know, you can start thinking whether or not, you know, reincarnation, past lives, have anything to play into it, whether they have special abilities, clairvoyance and all this, but a lot of children do see stuff, you know, with sixth sense. But the problem with sixth sense is, well, actually, it's not really a problem, but it just shows how development happens. He was really scared of these spirits that he was interacting with, this child was in that movie. By the end, he just found out that they were visiting him because they needed help. So being more empathic to understanding of what's going out there, and instead of being fearful, you can actually do benefit with your knowledge base within the field of paranormal, investigating it and all that kind of stuff. And that's really what I'm coming across is when I educate people on paranormal investigation, and when people are showing this hostile technique of investigating on TV, which I'm so not for, it's interesting because I don't believe that these spirits are really acting themselves, for example. Here's an analogy I love to use when I explain this theory I have. You got a cat that you've never met before. You have two different ways to get a response from it. One, you could be aggressive to the cat, and of course the cat's going to have its hissing, and it's going to have its claws out, and it's going to hate you, and every time it sees you, it's going to be running away and only respond in that aggression anytime you see it in the future. The secondary aspect is if you understand the psychology of that cat, how it needs to warm up, and you start acting nice and respectful and all that, the cat will come to you and start being a friend for life and start purring against you. Would you say that the aggressive aspect of the cat is its real personality, or do you feel as though that was pulled out of it by poor behavior from me?
Okay, it's your fault. We all know it's your fault. You're admitting it, right? Gene, Jay, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in case you've seen me somewhat absent from this episode, it's not because I have no interest. I'm really enjoying what our guest is talking about. It's because we switched motels, and we ended up finishing the move from the motel about a half hour before the show was to begin. And my wife's still busy putting away stuff as we're talking, as we speak. And I had just enough time to set up the computer, turn it on, and get all the external drives and the backup drives set up. And all. You don't want to know this, do you?
Oh, sure, why not? It's never a boring life with you, Gene, that's for sure. One more thing I'd really like to talk about before you're gone from the show today, and we haven't talked at all about it yet. You're a professional electric violinist. Well, I mean, we touched on it just way back at the beginning. It was just mentioned. But have you done some recordings, and can we find you on, say, any YouTube things? Have you got a record? Or
what is fascinating is if you put in my name in Google, J-Adam Smith, and if you put in Reverb Nation, back when I had my violin school back in the day, I was at pretty top of my game. I was doing pretty good, and I was looking at entering the music scene. Unfortunately, I didn't have an agent that was very good, which is, seems to be a popular thing with musicians that sometimes they got some agents that are big talk but never do anything. But yeah, I'm a contemporary electric violin. What's on my Reverb Nation has actually got some interesting things, which is you get the little insight by talking to me about it. Is there's three songs on there. Each one is a little bit different, but they're all basically the same. I believe the one that's at the bottom of the three, that one there is the first ever time I was recorded. Someone, you know, found out that I play and all this, and I can create music on the spot. So I hear a chord progression, and I'll create a melody. They have this beautiful sound room and set up recording studio and all this, and they had the guitarist go, and I started playing this meditational experience. It must be like a 9-minute long thing. But what's interesting is I closed my eyes and I was playing and almost felt like I woke up from a dream with that. So that was just one take. One take. So basically I'm in this room. They want, maybe they were testing out their equipment. I don't know, but I went in there. They had this guitarist and he's playing some chord progressions and I was creating a melody on it. Woke up and I'm like, okay, got done with that. Listened back to it. And then I says, can I play a harmony against me? So I went back down and ended up putting a headset on and played a second violin harmonizing against my already melody. So what you hear there is one take. This is not multiple takes. This is not spending a whole weekend in a studio for it. This is literally I was recorded one time for track one and one time for track two playing against me. So that was pretty neat. And then another one that is like a country-ish kind of style. When I was visiting Seattle, I played with a musician. He had an original song, and I met him playing like a little cafe or something like that on the water in the shoreline. And I'm like, I play violin. Can I jam with you? So I jammed with him and stuff, and used a phone recorder to record that song, me jamming to one of his original songs, and it came out pretty cool. And then the one that I love is the top one, and that one there was another one-take wonder. I found this really cool ambient song and decided to see if I could play on top of it. So I recorded two tracks again, one take for each one, and was able to create my own melody on this backup track, basically.
That sounds pretty cool. We're going to have to check that out a little bit later. Back in the day, I was a huge Jean-Luc Ponty fan, so I'm sure I can kind of almost envision what you're talking about there.
It's really neat, and I really feel as though I've been given a lot of amazing talents in my life. Some of these talents came out of trauma. It's interesting. I picked up the violin in sixth grade because I was trying to escape a bully. Isn't that fascinating? I'm in a school that I was picked on so bad that I was thinking maybe if I get out of class to go to this orchestra, I could get away from the bullies. So wow. I joined the orchestra. Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, but yeah it reminds me of the Mott the Hoople song. Do you know Mott the Hoople? Oh, all right. Okay, we're talking Ian Hunter. They have a song called Violence, but there's kind of a little twist in it there where it sounds like he's saying violins, and it's violins, violins. It's the only way to make you see sense. And they have these violins in the background playing with this play on the difference between violence and violins. So,
oh my God. That's funny because people have heard from me and I do sometimes, I don't pronunciate properly. It will sometimes, like I say, violent.
Or we have violent violins, folks.
Yeah, just look at it, the Hoople violence. So are you still teaching or?
Yeah, so everything I offer, and I'm really, someone can help me figure out how to help put all this together under one website. I don't know, being a holistic practitioner, a paranormal investigator, and a violin teacher under the same website. But you can follow what I've done in the past with my violin. You can go to fiddleteamusa.com. That website has a bunch of stuff that I've been known for in the past. I did some unique stuff with my violin program down in Leesburg, Florida. Obviously, that's where I had the haunted experience, you know, leading up to all the haunted aspects. I did some amazing things. I created a one-of-a-kind school of violin performance where basically my youth, I taught them not only how to play the instrument, but also how to do choreography, how to play together, and had them actually perform 2 years straight at Disney, which is fascinating because I used to visit Disney when I was in grade school as a student, and I get to go back with my own group. Now, that was such an honor to be able to go back there, actually bring in my own, you know, students. But I taught them how to play, memorize, and be able to actually lead themselves. I'll teach them how to be actually true musicians instead of just learning the violin.
Well, that's something to be really proud of, and for them, too. That must have been a fantastic experience for everyone.
Oh, it was. And I definitely, one of the reasons why I had to change really a lot of the aspects of the Florida thing is because I found out I was kind of living vicariously through the violin school. I started losing myself. And I think a lot of people can do that when they're in a profession. They start just losing themselves. I needed a clean break. I just needed a restart. And it was really hard to get that restart because with the legacy I had with my violin school, people wanted me to keep doing it. You know, like I made a decision. I'm closing down a school. It's really tough and people are sad and all this. And then this church is like, we want to pull you in. We want you to do your program out here. I'm like, okay. And it's like, I really probably shouldn't, you know, it's like no one wanted me to quit. And finally I had to say, okay, I need to stop. I need to change right now. And I think that's important because a lot of what you hear today is a person who has done a lot of reflecting, a lot of healing. And I'm a different person now, honestly, than I was back in those days. And I really needed that break.
It would be interesting to see how that's reflected once you decide maybe to do a little more recording on your own.
Well, I do catch myself going out and jamming some. I do love playing. I teach at Lane Music and Knoxville as well. So on everything I do. And so a lot of times when we're in between, students jam with one of the guitarists in there or whatever and all this. I still got it.
Okay.
I still can create some cool music, no question. I definitely haven't lost it if anything, I think that I'm more weathered. So I still have a lot of that creativity I had when I was younger, but right now I think I'm more weathered and really calmer, a lot calmer in my playing.
And thank you for telling us where we can find you, all the interesting places we can find you. I had a lot of fun just sitting back and listening and being the fly on the wall, buzzing around. Of course, when I think of fly on the wall, I think of the movie The Fly, where the guy had the fly in the transportation thing. And no, we don't want to get into that. The head of a fly.
Help me.
Robin Williams used to do it.
Help me.
Forget it. Anyway, Randall, where can we find your stuff?
UFOpages.com.
And, of course, you can find the Paracast on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for the official Paracast fan clubs. On Facebook, look for the After the Paracast radio show, which is a wrap-up show, which is sometimes part two of this show. And you never know what to expect. You get that exclusively with the Paracast Plus, the best way to support this show. We also give you a version free of the network ads of the Paracast, so the people at YouTube get their questions answered. Too many spots! Well, we take care of it with the Paracast Plus, with better quality audio. And get a load of this. J.M. Smith will be back this week on After the Paracast. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. J. Adam Smith, the paranormal historian, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.